This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, let's get this party started. And yeah, I think it is a little bit of a party today. The kids are back at school. Well, not all of them, not the college students. But at least the high schoolers and the grade schoolers, they're all back at school. So hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm a happy girl there. Things working out really, really good for 2019. So I'm really, really happy. All right, let's get kind of excited here. But we got a lot to talk about with some very, very interesting news stories. Okay, do you guys know who Charles Darwin was? You guys should, right? You know, the father of evolution and, you know, mad scientist. I mean, apparently this guy was a genius. But what a lot of us don't realize is he had a crap load of medical issues. He suffered most of his adult life. And I guess they just now figured out what they think he suffered from medically. And you want to know what? I don't think so. I think we have something new called a Darwin disease. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some experts are saying that the whole idea of a midlife crisis doesn't really exist. There is no midlife crisis. I disagree. One of my favorite restaurants is Outback Steakhouse. Woo-hoo, I gotta tell you, I have been to fancy steakhouses, and I've cooked steak on my own, and the only steak I really, really will like time and time again is Outback Steakhouse's prime rib. I just love how they do the prime rib. Super yummy stuff. Anyway, there's an Outback Steakhouse where a worker has been diagnosed with hepatitis A, so we're gonna talk about that. Now, uterine cancer rates are rising. Women are seeming to get a little bit more afflicted commonly with uterine cancer than in previous decades. But we're also being told that overall cancer rates are down. Now, I've been on air for almost 10 years. I think tomorrow is my 10-year radio birthday. Day! I cannot wait. Oh, mommy happy. So tomorrow is my 10-year radio birthday. Very, very happy girl. And so I would like to credit cancer rates going down because of me. But no, that's not it. All right, apparently there's some other of my colleagues that get a touch bit of credit. But we have the overall nationwide cancer rate falling pretty damn nicely. But we still have life expectancy starting to level off and actually lower. And then we have uterine cancer rising. So I'm going to talk to you about how you got to kind of take with a grain of salt what's going on here. And let's dissect what's happening. They say if infants don't get enough sleep, by the time they're 6 months to a year, they're going to have issues later. So all these parents that freak out that their kid isn't sleeping well at night may be right. Speaking of kids, we have a hospital banning the little young ones from coming to the hospital because they don't want them to get the flu. We're going to talk about that. We got a bystander who decided to save somebody's life, right, by performing CPR. And he had in his head the song, you know, staying alive, which we've talked about many times. And many medical experts have talked about how that song, Staying Alive, has the perfect beat tempo for performing CPR. Very, very cool. We're going to talk about that. Then, this whole vaping epidemic, I think you have a lot of people not knowing what the hell they're doing when it comes to the vaping epidemic. And so, they're tackling it wrong. And experts are saying, we can't be looking at the vaping epidemic like we did with tobacco. This is a much different monster. And we do have a vaping epidemic now, and I don't see it letting up. So we're going to talk about that. And then, you know, being your radio doctor, I really worry about you guys' health. And we have now a list of the most dangerous jobs in the U.S., including electricians, firefighters, and police officers. We are looking at, I have the top 25 deathly scary jobs out there. I looked up radio host. I don't see that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DLC-DALI. But, you know, I do want to say I have some stalkers. I do. And that does make me a little nervous. I don't know if I've ever talked to you guys about that. I've had somebody who's been stalking me for about 10 years. There has been somebody who's been stalking me since college. That's a whole other story we need to talk about one day. And, you know, when somebody talks about a stalker, the recipient of the story thinks, okay, this person is all full of themselves. You know, it's like having paparazzi. They just want to brag about it. I really haven't talked about any of my stalkers, have I, with you guys? Because it is not something I'm proud of. It's something that kind of scares you. Right? And, you know, I don't scare easily. Well, I do. Like, if there's a spider, you know, or the chocolate shortage that's foreboded to happen in 2030, I do get scared a little bit. But trust me, having stalkers is nothing to brag about. That does not mean you made it famous. I mean, no, because people have stalkers. I mean, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, ex-wives, people stalk. And I want to talk a little bit about how many people just naturally have stalking qualities. You know, there are people out there that are good guys. They're good people. But they fall for somebody or they get fascinated by somebody and they fixate on them and they obsess. And now stalking doesn't necessarily have to be driving by your place of work. I mean, it could be on Facebook. It could be, you know, calling and trying to listen to your voice. There's a whole variety of things. And the reason why I bring it up is because I have had some listeners that have asked me about, you know, their breakups and are they at risk of being a stalker because they go on social media and see what their ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend are doing. So we need to really break that down. When are you, you know, forlorn, right, having lost your love, and when are you turning into a stalker? So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
As I walk along, I wonder. All right, I wonder who's following me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, before we talk about this next segment, I do not want any of you guys to cringe and get all nervous and upset, okay? A lot of us do like to, you know, look at things on the internet and see how our exes are doing and, follow what some people are doing in their lives. That does not make a stalker bee or whatever, right? Stalker bee is stalker does. Okay, I don't want you guys all thinking that you're all stalkers, okay? Don't worry about that, all right? You know, there are some normal human behaviors, but we do have to talk about when does it start looking a little obsessive. And the problem is if you are starting to become a stalker, that's not entirely all your fault. Now with social media and things on the internet, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to see what somebody's doing, and we may have to redefine stalking. That being said, We have some serious stalkers out there. And it's underreported, and it makes people nervous. Look at what happened at that one hospital where somebody who had denied a or had ended an engagement ends up weeks later getting shot by her, you know, ex-fiancé. So we do have to take stalking very seriously, but we need to also call it like it is. So first, let's talk about the people that have, let's say, broken up with somebody, okay, recently. There is something called post-romantic pursual. I don't know exactly what the terms are, but, you know, if you have lost a love and you made a mistake, okay, and you want to try and get them back, and you want to make some overtures, like poetry or a serenade or sending flowers to their work, initially, that's not abnormal behavior, okay? If you loved somebody and you broke up with them and you go on the internet to see what they're doing, right, or to see their face or see their picture, that's, it happens. And the reason why is, you know, depending on how much of your heart you gave that person, they still have that piece of your heart, whether they want it or not, whether they threw it out or not. But I really do believe that there's this sense of your heart versus not the anatomical organ, but the sense of what it is. And, you know, I've left a piece of my heart in certain jobs, in certain pieces of work and art I've done with relationships, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's romantic, but it's a piece of your heart is basically what that is, a piece of your emotional makeup. And so when you feel that missing, and it's not something somebody could just very easily give back to you, so it's very normal to want to tap in on that satellite location and find out what's going on around that piece of the heart. Does that kind of make sense? So that happens, okay? Not the worst thing in the world. Now, when it starts to become pathological, all depends on the other person. So I've seen couples who have been in love with each other, and they text each other every 5 minutes. They text emojis, they text whatever. They'll surprise them for lunch. They'll send flowers every day. They'll make them breakfast in bed. And you look at them like they're obsessed with each other. And that's fine. But if one person doesn't want the texts or the flowers or you showing up at work, now it's stalking. So there's a definition of stalking, obviously, and the definition of stalking is a person who, so a stalker is somebody who pursues game, prey, or a person stealthily, a person who harasses another person, and the verb form of stalk is to follow or approach stealthily and quietly, or to pursue persistently. But what's implied on that is that this is unwanted behavior. And so, you know, if I have a boyfriend, and he is listening to every one of my shows, and I have a fan who's listening to every one of my shows, that's fine, because this is something I want. But if I have somebody that's going through my garbage and keeping pieces of my garbage, that's a problem. So what helps you define if you think you're starting to become more of a stalker is, does the other person want you around, want you to notice? Now, there's a lot of exes that will post stuff on Facebook or Instagram hoping you see what they're doing. Okay, well, then that's not stalking. They're like, look at me, I'm doing this, they may even tag you. That's not stalking. But if they're trying to move on with your life and you're checking their profile every single day, you know, you're trying to reach out to them. So what are some signs that you could be accidentally starting to become a stalker? Well, you know, one of the one thing that this comes from thetalko.com, T-A-L-K-O.com, is you're a chronic liker. Now, I don't know if I agree with this, but they say on Instagram, you know, a lot of us have these reliable likers where no matter what we post something, the same thing. I have people and students and whatever. I love their stuff. I'm a fan. I'm going to like everything they post. It's wonderful. Okay? But if this is a person that doesn't want anything to do with you and you continue to like their posts, trying to get back at them, that could be a very, very early sign, you know? And you need to just see if you're okay not liking one of their posts and see how that makes you feel. If you're like, oh, I'm fine, I don't have to like one of their posts, it's good. But if you're like, no, I need to hit the like button, you feel compelled to do that, that could be an issue. They say if you scroll through their Instagram pictures every day, I mean, this could work with Twitter, this could work with Facebook. Again, when you're a fan of somebody, that's fine. But if you're still obsessed with them, you know, that could be a sign that you're starting to stalk them. Again, I use that term with caution because a lot of us, when we're close to somebody, we want to know how they're doing. And so, you know, sometimes the cold turkey doesn't work. And, you know, if you start to show up at a location after they post, now we're looking at some weird behavior. So if your ex-girlfriend just posted that she's at Hard Rock Hotel and you decide to head down there so you could run into them, that's going to start looking a little creepy, all right? When you start to Photoshop yourself into their pictures, yeah, that's an issue, right? But here's a big one. When you start to harass their best friend, when you start to go to their friends going, how are they? You know, what's going on? What are they doing? What are they doing? You know, remember, their best friends, they really can't do much. You know, you think they have a lot of influence, but most of their influence is negative. Like, okay, stay away from that person because he approached me asking about you. So, you know, that's another sign. They talk about when you actually write songs and journal entries about them. Well, yeah, if you start writing songs, please. When you call their phones to hear their voice. Now, most of us have automated voice messages. But you do have people out there that will, you know, keep the voicemails and just keep listening to it. And just keep listening to it, right, to hear the voices. To hear the voice. Again, that's a sign of stalking. So if you do, let's say, if somebody is actually, you know, now stalking you, there is criminal stalking laws out there. Now, somebody messaging you or following you online, no, that's not going to account for that. However, if you fear your safety, or if there's a credible threat of harm, from what I understand, don't wait. If in doubt, go to the police. If you think you're being stalked and you think something is just not right and you don't trust this person, you think they're obsessing too hard or obsessing at all, I would rather you report and let them say, this doesn't technically, you know, get covered by stalking law. But start making a report. Because if multiple actions, you know, if multiple level 2 or 3s start to occur, that could be just as significant as one level 7. So, and by level 7, meaning they're showing up at your work. So, you know, and of course, if you guys, you know, are unsure, you can always email me and I'll tell you if, no, you're stalking. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be delivering an address tonight to the nation at 9 o'clock Eastern on the subject of border security and what he calls a national security crisis at the border with Mexico. Now, Democratic leaders are demanding equal time so as to be able to reply to the president's Oval Office address. So far, not all of the networks that will be carrying the president have agreed to carry Democrats. Florida Congresswoman Donna Shalala says it doesn't matter who gives the response.
One of our leaders, obviously, will give the response, but okay. The response is consistent with what we've said.
And Shalala says that Democratic message is this.
Let's get the government open.
Whether all the networks air it or not, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they will be delivering that Democratic response to the president's remarks. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Sorry, guys, didn't mean to call. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, sorry about this. I think these doctor jokes are kind of stupid, but I saw a couple that look kind of funny. How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, because the bulb has got to really want to change. I think that's stupid. A Freudian slip is when you say one thing but mean your mother. An elevator walks into a psychiatrist's office and says, "Hey, doc, I think I'm out of control." The doctor replies, "You're an elevator in your line of work. You're going to have your ups and downs." Oh, my God, that's so stupid. Okay, and then here's the other one. Why can't you hear a psychiatrist using the bathroom? Because the P is silent. Okay, I think those are pretty good. Those are pretty, pretty good. Okay, so now let's talk about Charles Darwin for a quick second, all right? So Charles Darwin, let me pull up. I wrote an article on this because I found this fascinating. I am, like, really, really big on history and what, like, medical antiques and, you know, what they would think was going on with somebody medically when they didn't have lab tests and CTs and MRIs. And some of the best medicine was performed back then. It was performed when, you know, when people didn't, they had to actually use their instinct and, you know, they couldn't just rely on fancy tests. So here we go. We have Charles Darwin, the father of evolution, geologist, biologist, came up with the theory survival of the fittest. Pretty brilliant man. Now, he lived a pretty long life. He lived between the years 1809 and 1882. But we're being told that he suffered miserably during most of his adult life. Now, it's funny. I don't remember learning a lot about that. I remember learning a lot of his theories. I don't remember learning that he suffered so much. And there's actually pictures of him because, again, 1800s, they started to do photography in the late 1800s. But I like to look at people's pictures and look at art and see what medical issue was going on with the person in the center of the portrait. And with him, I'm not sure. I'm getting a feeling that he suffered from depression. I'm getting the feeling that he suffered from some sort of toxicity of something. And it's interesting because apparently he had a slew of medical issues. He was sensitive to the sight of blood. Apparently he couldn't look at blood. He would have chronic fatigue, always exhausted, severe headaches. We're talking about Charles Darwin, heart palpitations, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, abdominal distension and gas, vomiting, rash, joint pain, dizziness, tremors, mouth ulcers. He got sick a lot, didn't have really good resistance to infections, and, of course, depression. So, historians have been trying to figure out, well, what could he have had? Now, apparently, he had a whole bunch of different treatments. So there was something called a water treatment. In 1849, after about 4 months of incessant vomiting, he took up the recommendation of his friend Captain Sullivan and Cousin Fox to try the water therapy regimen. This is being reported by Wikipedia at Dr. James Gully's Water Cure Establishment in Malvern. Apparently, he read Gully's book, which provided case histories, had obviously a price list, and so he rented a villa for his family and started a 2-month trial of the treatment. Now, I'm not exactly sure what this water treatment was, but there was a specific diet and water treatment. But his sickness ended up returning months later anyway. And so you look and see all the different things that they tried to do and what they tried to do. I mean, you know, he most of his ailments were really stomach-related. And they tried bismuth compounds, a bunch of quack therapies, electrical stimulation of the abdomen, a shocking belt. And they didn't really have a lot of gastroenterology knowledge back then because they didn't have scopes. They couldn't look into the colon. They couldn't look into the esophagus and look into the small intestine. But apparently, he had extreme spasms, nightly flatulence, occasional vomiting. Now, somebody would say, well, wait a second. Nightly flatulence, vomiting, abdominal cramps, that could be lactose intolerance. Well, they did. They did consider he might have been lactose intolerant. They might not have figured that out, but it might have been because of milk. But his vomiting would be preceded by shivering, hysterical crying, dying sensations, being syncopal, meaning losing consciousness, and very pale urine. So then you're wondering, well, could this have been diabetic ketoacidosis? Could he have had diabetes? He would also have a ringing in the ears, although they called it a singing of ears. He would have black dots. Some people thought it was just a hypochondriac. But I look at this, and I'm like, well, no. There may be more to it. So one theory historians had is he had Chagas disease. Now, Chagas disease comes from the parasite Trypanosoma cruzi. It's transmitted by insects and can cause very, you know, similar symptoms. He did travel a lot. You could get fever, you could get swelling, you could get heart rhythm abnormalities, issues with the colon. So that does make some sense. Other people thought he might have had lupus. You know, lupus is an autoimmune disease. Could cause joint pain, issues with the skin, issues with the heart. Inflammatory bowel disease, of course. But the other thing also that I was wondering is maybe poisoning. Mercury poisoning could do this also. But in 2004, some study authors, Campbell et al., wrote that Darwin's disease is consistent with gut and systemic symptoms arising from inherited hypolactasia, meaning like an inability to process lactate, which is a sugar in milk, with a gut infection like Chagas disease. So now we have new scientists coming out going, this is what they think he has. Researchers Erwin Campagne and Jill Rumer from Erasmus University Rotterdam think that this was Lyme disease. Lyme disease. Now, Lyme disease is caused by the bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi, and it's transmitted by a tick bite. You can get fatigue, rash, joint pain, cardiac disease, and neurological issues. Remember, he also had tremors. So they think maybe because, you know, he was extensively traveling, they believe it was an exposure to a tick in Great Britain. And they found that much more plausible, quote, than exposure to Chagas disease during his travel to South America. But I look at it and I'm like, vitamin B12 deficiency could do it. B12 deficiency could cause some of these symptoms. Mercury poisoning. Also hyperthyroid. Now, usually with hyperthyroid, their eyes look a little bulgy. But with hyperthyroid, you do end up getting chronic fatigue. You do have trouble breathing. You can have heart palpitations. Or maybe he had two or three different things going on. But what I'm wondering, and this is just some, I don't know, instinct I have, is maybe Charles Darwin had something new that nobody else has discovered yet, which is why I'm calling it Darwin disease. And I think I want to start using this term more loosely. And the reason why is there's so many of you out there who have not been diagnosed. You have all these issues and you've had all these tests. You've been tested for Lyme disease. You've been tested for lupus. You've been tested for B12 deficiency. And nothing is coming up positive, yet you have all these symptoms, so people call you a hypochondriac. And I really think there is something out there that includes chronic fatigue, bowel issues, headache issues, mood issues, rash issues, joint issues. I think there's something out there. So for now, let's just call it Darwin disease while we're waiting for scientists to figure out a lab test that figures this all out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this has been kind of alarming, people. The worst measles outbreak in decades is sweeping through New York, Oregon, Washington, and other states. This is being reported by multiple news outlets. I'm looking at this at Daily Mail. They say 160 people in New York alone have been infected with measles. 1 in 20 children that get this virus will develop pneumonia. They say 1 to 2 per 1,000 die. Now, we're supposed to be vaccinated against measles. They say only 90% of us are vaccinated. About 10% haven't gotten vaccinated. But they think the reason why we're seeing this measles outbreak is because Orthodox Jewish communities may not be as hip on vaccination as others. Communities. I mean, I'm Jewish. We vaccinated. We're fine with that. I mean, I read the Bible. The Bible doesn't say thou shalt not vaccinate. So we do vaccinate. But I do also get that in certain, you know, religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, you know, putting something into you, putting a, you know, disease agent, you know, even though, or something that's supposed to resemble a pathogen, may not be aligned with your religious beliefs. I get that. So, they say cases of measles have reached a 20-year high. The worst affected areas are Rockland County, where 105 cases have been reported, an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn, 55 have been infected. 25 other states, though, have been reported outbreaks, and I don't think those are related to Jewish groups, with numbers climbing particularly high in Oregon and Washington. Now, I caution everybody, you know, thinking that this, you know, has to do with a religious thing, because, again, you have other states involved. Now, measles is preventable by vaccination. But if you remember, we had that measles outbreak that I guess started in Disneyland from some international travelers, and some of the people who came down with measles were vaccinated. So are we looking at a different strain? Now, Israel has had a resurgence of measles, and they say in this report that in October, there was an unvaccinated traveler from Israel that they believe caused this uptick in cases in New York City. They say the Washington outbreak was traced to an unvaccinated child who had traveled to the state from another country. Now, the measles vaccine, as you know, came out in 1963. Measles has been a minimal threat. Usually measles will cause a fever, sore throat, runny nose, cough, and then there's this rash. And so we know that it's measles, not so much because we do blood tests, but because there's a very pathognomonic, if I'm pronouncing that right, there's a very descriptive rash that you get. They could be large red blotches or little blotches, but you start again on the face, and then it seems to go throughout the whole body. The problem is measles could turn sour. Even though most measles cases go away on their own within a week, you can have diarrhea, lung infections, even brain swelling. And they say 1 in 20 children that contract measles could develop pneumonia. Now, again, most of us in developed countries, as well as Israel, etc., are vaccinated. But you have a lot of people starting to freak out about the MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella. So we're starting to see less people want, or more people refuse vaccination. So I would always give the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine after the child turned 1 year old. They could be between 12 and 15 months. And then the second one is when they turn four, or before they go into kindergarten at five. And the CDC recommends the same thing. First one between 12 and 15 months, second one between 4 and 6. So as of May last year, the CDC recommended that 91% of the children under 3 did get their first dose of MMR. But you have this huge movement against vaccinations. They say Amish as well believe that they include the Amish, some members of the Amish and the Orthodox Jewish faith, to be anti-vaccine. They say one of the arguments made by Orthodox Jews is that if a dangerous disease becomes rare, thanks to high rates of vaccination among the general population, then getting shots for their children may do more harm than good and thus be against Orthodox Jewish law. So, the problem we have... Because, I mean, these risks that people worry about, like, if I get vaccinated, my kid will get autism or whatever. These things are unfounded. Autism is either gene-related or something that happens within the womb. You know, we don't believe that you could get a shot and have autism. However, we are having reports out there that some child received a shot and then they were never the same after that. Did they get a mild encephalitis? Did they get some sort of a reaction and look autism-like? That's still being studied. But it's rarer than rare. I vaccinated all my children. I have family members who have autism, and they, are still pro-vaccine. So we're pro-vaccine because I'm scared to death of polio. I'm scared to death of tetanus. We lost a family member to tetanus. I'm scared to death of a whole variety of illnesses, and I think vaccines protect. That being said, you have a lot of people out there that are not comfortable with injecting multiple agents into their healthy child. And it doesn't seem to be, you know, I guess, in line with their animalistic instinct. My child's healthy. Why am I going to bring my child into a doctor's office, risk them getting sick, and then getting shots? Well, because, you know, the benefits are much greater than the risks. But not all people think that. You know, I mean, we could call anti-vaxxers names. We could, you know, we could call each other names. But unless you understand what the other side is thinking, you're never going to make progress. Just like with Obamacare. You know, a bunch of us couldn't stand Obamacare. But you have people that swear by it. You're like, okay, well, why? Why are you so in love with such a crappy law and now healthcare system? Well, because pre-existing conditions. Okay, well, then fine. Then let's use that. Then let's capitalize on that. Same thing. You know, we need to understand why people don't want to vaccinate. Maybe it's a distrust of the government. Maybe people think pharmaceutical companies are trying to make money and they think, you know, well, why? Where is this distrust coming from? Now, we're not going to please everybody. We're not going to convince everybody. We won't. But this weird polio-like illness that's causing kids to become paralyzed, that's got to scare some people. But then you have the challenge or the argument that we're already vaccinating against so many diseases, and now new ones are coming up. All right? Do they have a case? I mean, if Charles Darwin was still alive, we could ask him. If we prevent all these other diseases by vaccination, are new ones going to come? And of course they'll say yes. Not because we're vaccinating, but because new diseases always come. And then we're going to have to continue to vaccinate, continue to vaccinate, continue to vaccinate. Now, what's the end game? What are we looking at? Are we looking at getting 100 vaccines throughout our life later? I don't know. But nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to become paralyzed. Nobody wants to die prematurely. Nobody wants to transmit illness to other people. Now, a big question I get is if an unvaccinated child has measles, why, with the Disneyland outbreak, did vaccinated children get sick? Well, when somebody has disease, your vaccination does protect you, but it may not protect you 100%. And so this herd immunity we're hoping for, where nobody has the disease, because if everybody's been vaccinated, then hopefully nobody has it, this herd type of immunity does protect you. But if you do have somebody from another country come in and bring something, and it's a different type of strain, that doesn't mean because you were vaccinated, you were 100% protected. Just like those of you that got the flu shot, don't purposely get exposed to the flu, because you could still get sick. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.